The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
I was just reading about we'll get out of here earlier. I was just reading about the mask thing and the pandemic stuff again. It's coming.
Disney's masking up now.
Yeah, they got the mask
World
on.
And
well, Florida's now starting to consider canceling some events because they tried to tell everybody, let's cool this down just a touch, just a little. And then they had that big festival the other day, and it was like 80,000 people just rubbing on each other. And California, of course, they're a little overreaction. Did you see the guy on CNN?
They always do, though.
The CNN reaction yesterday was great. Chris Cuomo tried to pick a fight with just some restaurant owner, and I think he's in Huntington Beach or something. It's all over the internet today. But he had him on the show to berate him, which I've always been against. Like, everybody thinks, oh, you just pick on him. Like, we won't have it. The only time we did it was Joey Lawrence.
Yeah.
Where we had him on just to goof on him, just to go, whoa, but if you want to fight with me,
That's what we said. It's right. Still uncomfortable to listen back to that.
It's great. All right, guys. Whoa. That was fun. But and then he finally just hung up, which is what you would do after the first five or six woes. So, and it's still fun. And Joey Lawrence doesn't matter. But Cuomo had this guy on who has a sign in his restaurant that I thought was great that said, I won't serve any vaccinated customers.
Why do you think that?
Because it's just a funny sign.
Because the guy's just being a douche.
Yeah, but he can't prove it. It's being a douche anyway.
But it's
funny.
Joke.
It's a joke. And this is where everybody loses their rolled eyes and their garbage attitudes towards just settle the F down. The guy's making a – and he wasn't not – because there's no possible way to prove it. So he wasn't questioning anyone when they walked in or being – he's just like, I'm only serving the unvaccinated. Just to go the opposite of the – you know, who's the guy in the band that said he won't play – Eric Clapton.
Clapton, yeah.
Clapton won't play a show where they make sure everybody's vaccinated and all that.
A couple of venues are saying –
it's a freedom
thing. You got to prove it.
Right. So this guy did the opposite. And he even said – he's like, hey, Chris, no way you can prove this stuff. Actually, it's become an IQ test because it reveals the people that come in and start getting all noisy about it. And I just tell them, I think you might be too stupid to eat here, so it's working for me either way. And Chris Cuomo goes, well, that's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. And then the guy got mad and said, what's ridiculous? Let's talk to your brother about how to protect people since you guys are experts. Because he killed a bunch of old people with his terrible plan in New York. So it got heated.
Well, I
got
to watch that.
It's pretty good. And it's just some restaurant guy who's just, I mean, maybe he's, you know, far right and whatever. But he wasn't. I think it would be funny. We only serve unvaccinated people. It's funny. Because it bucks the trend. It's like, this guy's just fooling around, right? But anybody that comes charging in going, I can't believe they're the problem. The real problem lives there. Just be cool. But yeah, I think we're going to start seeing that again. Masks in places that, like I told you, the drugstore a couple days ago just popped in. They didn't mandate it, but the lady behind the counter said, oh, I'm sorry, we would prefer if you had a mask on.
Ducey's catching some heat for the state law banning
and kids,
masks.
They're starting to do it with school because school starts. Is your kid going to have to wear it?
Yeah.
They're making them wear it. Yeah, they're talking about schools making them wear them again. So, I've said it before. I think COVID-19 was a dress rehearsal for the real one. And we failed the dress rehearsal in a huge way. As citizens, as a mob, as a group of people with a common interest. And as our leaders, they were terrible. We were terrible as respondents. We were awful. Instead of being cooperative, everybody had their own, you know, Facebook scream. And I think the real one could be coming.
Hair stepped down, John.
What's that? Oh, I know. Kara Christ is gone. She didn't want this pressure anymore.
She saw this coming. She's like, not again.
I'm out. Yeah. And that's the thing I'm thinking is they're not going to give us the true information. They're trying to tell us right now, and we're already fighting.
She's going for the payday.
She's medical officer.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's making bank. She don't care.
Now, will we get this? She would look just like Pam from The Office. She's very pretty, but that giant hair is so distracting. We've got to do something with that hair. I like Kara Chris.
You need someone that'll tell her it looks bad, like Kramer does in Seinfeld.
She might have been one of the ZZ Top girls. That's right. Yeah, it'd be beautiful if it wasn't for that, eh? You don't say it. But yeah, so I think everybody just needs to take a deep breath. Don't scream at me already.
The emails are
already going to start emailing. Hey, Holmberg, you're just such a sheep. I'm just saying, I see what's coming. Do whatever you want. I'll do what I want, you do what you want. But I don't think that the reaction is going to be Lord of the Flies-like. I think we're all going to be individuals when the next batch rolls in. We're in trouble. Because I don't see this. I thought the first one was kind of like, hey, guys, how would you handle this? Let's just do a little dry run. And we flip the F out. Terrible job.
It's like a practice test, and it's like, oh, yeah. We got to still go over the answers. Right. You guys all did horrible.
You all got 45% on your practice test. We got the real test coming up on Friday, and nobody's ready. I think we got a real one.
And the curve doesn't matter.
No, there is no curve.
Yeah, right.
But the only thing curved is everybody's warped opinion. I was talking to a buddy last night. He's like, I'm not getting that vaccine because I just don't trust it. And I'm healthy and all that. I'm like, you're totally right to do it. But there's no denying the fact that the vaccine pushed the numbers down to nearly zero. That's fact. Yeah. What I don't understand, and again, going to, because I'm standing in the middle of this thing, I see it. The freeway signs. Some guy emailed me today. I was going back and forth with him. One says over 3 million Arizonans vaccinated. The other one says over 6.7 Arizonans. There's only 7 million of us in the state. So if there's 6.7, we're good.
Two doses.
Right. But that's so the 3.7, thing. That, but it's confusing,
yeah,
when you're
fully vaccinated.
Supposed to be focusing on not hitting the Hyundai in front of you. And you get a message. Yeah. And you're like, hey, the other one said something else. What did that say? And now your brain's trying to do the math. And you don't know. So it's just, there's just no need for all this over info. Just keep us a little bit in the dark. Tell us what's happening.
So it's 52% or one dose or both, and then fully vaccinated is 46%.
Yeah, that's half.
That's.
But there is no denying whether or not it makes us grow bubbles and second heads in a couple of years. We don't know. But there's no denying that for now it did bring the numbers down.
So when they say it doesn't, so far they're correct.
Right.
But you don't know until 10 years later.
Mike Reeves just texted me and said, Vegas is back to masks. You see that? I didn't know that. He said, I'm going up in a couple weeks.
And your birthday celebration got pushed back to October, huh?
It's going to October.
Might
that fight's not going to happen. I think everything gets shut down again next Wednesday. I think we're all close up. Like, the overreaction's coming. And then riots in the streets. And then the next variant comes in, knocks off 2 billion people from the planet. And this place thrives for another 100,000 years.
Could help cut down on the fossil fuel problem we got going on with less people.
It cuts down on everything. Less people cuts down on it. Less food problems, less everything. We need a good 2 billion dropping. I know that sounds terrible, but when you overdo it, it's time to pull back. We need a people diet.
And where would you like that cut off of the carcass, Johnny?
You know, we were like, how many? Or like
which part specifically?
Specific areas?
Yeah, like it's like, look at it as a cow.
I want each... Like each
equally?
Yeah, I want each nation to deal proportionally.
Based upon volume.
I want a flat death. I want like 15% of every nation has to fall.
Okay, like flat death. What about you, Brett?
Anything but Italy. Yeah, you don't care. Yeah, it'll happen one of these days. Okay, but anyway, so just reading about this. It's depressing.
Equal purging.
Yeah, the purging is equal. We all have to do it. China, we're looking at you. Anyway.
We've got a few spares you can get.
Yeah, we got right? a couple extra people over there. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. We call this the Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And, yeah, I'm getting a text from people. It's their 20th anniversary. I got a text from Jay and Joy. The newspaper did an article about them opening 20 years ago. And one of the reporters that did it came in and has now signed up.
Nice.
The strangest, like, full circle type thing on their 20th anniversary. He didn't even realize that. And he's like, oh, I guess I did do that. They're the same people coming in and going. It's been here for 20 years for a reason. It's great. And it's the standard. It's the standard of all things self-defense. You go to anywhere else, and you might get something out of it. This is the one that you're going to get everything out of. And plus, you're going to get in great shape doing it. It's so much fun. Get on this. If you're looking to get in good shape, and you want to learn something, you want to have fun working out again rather than, you know, forcing yourself to do it. It's the one to do. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Check out their store, TacticalBlackVault.com, because it's Luminox watches. I'm not a watch guy, but those are cool. They got a lot of good ones. And Josh does paracord watch bands for them. They're really neat. So check it out. TacticalBlackVault.com. It's got a lot of cool stuff, too. In Phoenix, Chandler, and in Glendale, it's Tactical Black. ReactDefense.com. Brady Entertainment.
James Gunn revealed a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special will be coming to Disney Plus in December of 2022.
Okay.
It'll have important information.
Will Groot be a Christmas tree?
To know.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
They'll have nuggets of information in there that fans will need to know for Volume 3, which comes out in May of 2023.
Oh, they do have a third one coming up.
Yep.
And is it but it's teenage Groot?
Oh, he'll be older.
Well, he's got to be.
Yeah, it's whacking Groot all over that ship.
you said ship, right?
Okay. Ship.
Yeah. Groot. Groot Skeet.
TBS is making a variety show.
He sapped me.
Inspired by the stupid pet trick segment David Letterman had on. And it'll be hosted by Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
I'm with Britt on that one.
10 episodes. Each episode will have pets performing impressive tricks in front of a live audience. And there will also be surprise celebrity guests, comedy bits, and games.
Okay.
The rule in the show business, this is according to Sarah, that never work with animals or children, but I chose to work with David Letterman anyway.
Aha. Is Letterman the producer of this thing?
Must be.
Yeah. How about that? Brad's done with Silverman's
done
comedy.
With this one, too.
Girl funny. I'm done with his
girl movies.
I'm done with this one.
John Bon Jovi and Whitney Houston are among a handful of famous New Jersey natives who are getting rest stops dedicated to them on the Garden State Parkway.
Oh, that's nice.
Others include Frank Sinatra, James Gandolfini, Connie Jones.
Hey, go
you would actually visit I'd a James visit Gandolfini rest stop.
I would go take a piss there right yeah. now.
And I would go to the Whitney Houston one to blow a guy for my crack money. Keep it authentic.
Do they have a bathtub at the Whitney?
It's a bathhouse.
It's a bathhouse. All right, that's enough of the both of you. But very good, very good.
Bruce Springsteen turned it down.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess he's not a man of the people like he says,
he just
Bruce.
Respectfully yeah. declined to have a such service a area bag. Named after him.
All right.
Why don't you get one here in Arizona, John?
I'm working on it. There's the Memorial Holmberg Port-a-Johns, the they call them. They're named after me.
The Overflow Port-a-John?
The John Jones.
The Port-a-John Holmbergs. And then there's the Port-a-John Jays, too. I'm in a competition.
Well, those have got glory holes in them.
Hey,
it's
no.
completely different.
Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers put his Hawaiian home up for sale at about $10 million.
Nice.
He originally purchased the land from Sylvester Stallone. The deal with it, though, it's located next to ancient burial grounds. And they didn't find this out until Anthony bought it from Stallone, and they started a little dig, and they found some stuff close to the property. But it's okay. They gave him the green light to build. Of course, some of the Hawaiian natives weren't real excited
right.
about that.
Well, Howley's coming in and knocking down their cemetery.
Supposedly, it's beautiful. It overlooks the beach. Hawaii. And yeah. It's in Kauai.
Well, if they complain too much, they're going to end up like the ones they found in that burial.
I'm telling you, I've been...
His place is body-free, though.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. Hawaii is no joke, because that's where I went that time, and we went on that one beach, and they said, don't go there. Like, it's beautiful. Why? So that is not for the Whitey. Visitors. Yeah, well, Kauai is a very... This is ours. This isn't our tourist. So there's a Lahaini or whatever that place is where the airport is. You stay there. Maybe go up to the Princeville where all the timeshares are. But in between that, this is ours. It felt like that. And we were told that at this little Mexican restaurant. They're like, off you go. You don't go to that beach. I'm like, really? It's gorgeous. Do not. And it was empty, which was the weirdest thing. Gorgeous day. And there's nobody. There's a few people. And we walked on it and had fun. And you could sense the vibe. Like, okay, they're not here to surf. They're not here to play in our water. But they're not staying either. We should go. Left the car there. I didn't feel real comfortable with your purse being in there.
So you're like, roll them up.
Roll them up. This is like East St. Louis, only it's gorgeous.
Lock them up.
Yeah.
And this house is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I put it up on the screen, but it's broken.
We had honky lips spray painted to our rental car. We couldn't figure out what was going on.
Excuse me, Holmes?
Excuse me, Holmes? Holmes? Where's the...
I'm on vacation. I'm from the south side of Chicago.
Where's Princeville? We're trying to find the nicer...
Yeah, mama.
Yeah, pretty bad. It's 9:52. That's it for us. Thursday's in the books. We're out of here. Larry's coming up next. You guys be nice to him, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Until later. Bye.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98. K-U-P-D.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.